Okay, a guten Erev Shabbos Hagadol. Maybe that's another nafkamina. When you tell somebody a guten Erev Shabbos by Shabbos Hagadol, you should say a guten Erev Shabbos Hagadol. Now I'd like to share with you the Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting Parshas Metsora to the Zman of the year. I don't know why the email didn't get out yet, but this is what it's going to look like. First of all, everybody's invited to join us for the
Oh.
Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. By the way, the matzah over here that you see on the ad, we will not be giving out this matzah at the Shabbos Hagadol. I don't want anyone to think they're going to come and they're going to be munching on matzah. It's just a prop for the ad, okay? So I don't want any false advertising. And as you see, the Sefer, the Fire and the Soul is being prepared for publication. The good news is that actually it's a surprising news that the title has been changed. It will no longer be called The Fire and the Soul. Art Scroll wants it to be called Lag BaOmer, The Fire and the Soul. It has to have Lag BaOmer in the title. Otherwise, someone's going to go into the bookstore. They're going to say, "Do you have any books on Lag BaOmer?" And the storekeeper is going to say, "Lag BaOmer? I never heard of that. What is that?" So this way, if it has Lag BaOmer in the title, maybe people will realize what it's on. And that's available if anybody would like to participate. Please let us know. Okay. Connecting Parshas Metsora to the Zman of the Shana. Here we go. Now, this is really amazing. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Chav Ches, Siv Dalet, it's brought that we always read Parshas Tzav before Pesach in a regular year, and we always read Metsora in a Shana Meubares. There are exceptions. Sometimes by a Shana Meubares, you'll read Achrei Mos before Pesach. And the Mechaber even gives a siman, Sigru Upischu. Lock up the Metzora and partake of the Karban Pesach. But amazingly, the Bir Halacha says, what would Parshas Metzora have to do with Pesach? And Rabbi say, this is a gold mine, like we pointed out, Parshas Tzav, because here you have a Sefer of Halacha explaining why a particular Parsha is read at a certain time. And the Bir Halacha brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah in the name of Avudraham, that Parshas Metsoira, it talks about breaking a Kli Cheres, which is similar to Hagolas Kelim, which is relevant to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So this is really remarkable that you have a Sefer of Halacha explaining what the connection of the Parsha is to the time of the year. Now, an interesting idea is that in most years, Tazria Metsoira are read during Sfira. Do you ever notice the fact during Sfira we have Tazria Metzora, sometimes Achrei Mos Kedoshim, and often Behar B'chu Kosai? There is no other time of the year that has more consecutive double parshiyos than the days of Sfira. And think about the hashgacha in the arrangement of the parshiyos that Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael extra opportunities to prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah by having more parshiyos and more Torah. Now, the pasuk says, "Uba asher loy habayis." It says that if someone has tsaras on their house, the one who the house belongs to him will come. And Chazal explain, "Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, for seven things negaim come. One of them is stinginess, like it says, 'Uba asher loy habayis,' the one who the house belongs to him, that he reserves his house for him and for nobody else." So one of the causes of Lashon Hara, excuse me, one of the causes of Tzaras is Tzoros Ha'ayin, stinginess, which is very appropriate. And usually we read Parshas Metsoira in the days of Svira. Why? Because the Medrash says, why did the students of Rabbi Akiva pass away? Not what you think. The Gemara says because shalai noagu kavod zebaze, but the Medrash says shahaisa einehem tsara elu ba'elu. They were stingy to each other, so it really is thematic to the Yemei HaSfira that we read about tsaras, which comes for tsaras ha'ayin in the time that we are working on this midah. Now, I'm going to come back to this Imrei Noyam soon. Rav Meir Shapiro compares the purification of the Metsoira with the Azov and the Agu to the taking of the Agudas Azov of the Korban Pesach. And Rav Meir Shapiro explains, we know that Paroi had Saras in Mitzrayim, and he slaughtered Jewish children, and he bathed in their blood. Why did Paroi think that by bathing in the blood of Jews, it would cure his Saras? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, on the pasuk Re'u ki ra'a neged p'neichem, Rashi says that Paroi saw blood in the future for the Jewish people, and Hashem transformed it into Dam Mila and Dam Pesach, that the Dam Mila and the Dam Pesach would heal Klal Yisrael from their tzaras, so to speak. Like Chazal say, Mishchu kuchulachem tzoin, pull away from Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, it's not that Klal Yisrael actually were worshipping Avodah Zarah, but rather they were probably doing something that was similar to Avodah Zarah, like Gaiva. And therefore they were given the Korban Pesach that by through the Agudas Ezov, Tevaltem Badam, it was like the purification of a Metzora, which is also requires Tikkun for Gaiva. In any event, by putting the dam on their doorpost the night of the Pesach, night of Pesach on the 15th of Nisan, that was a cure for their Midas Hagaiva. So in Mitzrayim's problem were they were Baalei Gaiva, they were called Rehovim. They had the Midah of Gaiva, which that's what it means. Paroi had Tsaras. And therefore Paroi thought he saw in the future that the Jewish people would be healed through blood. He didn't know it was the Dam of Pesach and the Dam of Mila. He got confused between, he thought it was their blood. But since Paroi saw in the future the Jewish people would be healed by their tzaras through blood, Paroi didn't realize it was the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. Paroi thought it was their blood. That's why Paroi bathed in their blood. What's amazing is the Ibn Ezra in the beginning of our parsha, it's Mamish Oyam V'Noira. The Ibn Ezra says, the Eitz Erez, the Shni Toilas, and the Ezoiv was the purification of the Metzora. Says the Ibn Ezra, the Metzora and the Bayis HaMenuga are very close to each other. They are like Pesach Mitzrayim. In other words, what's the Ibn Ezra saying? Mitzrayim was like Tsaras, and leaving Mitzrayim is like analogous to the Taras HaMetzora. According to this analogy, we understand why we read Metzora right before Pesach. Tsaras is analogous to being in Mitzrayim, and the purification of the Metzora is analogous to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we understand what the connection is between the Tara of the Metzora and Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why when Hashem wants to prove to Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to take us out of Mitzrayim, what does Hashem say to Moshe? Put your hand in your lap. And Moshe pulls it out and it had Saras. Then he put his hand in again and it disappeared. How is that a siman that Hashem's going to take us out of Mitzrayim? Comes out very beautiful according to the Ibn Ezra. Because being in Mitzrayim was like leprosy. Leaving is like the purification of leprosy. So Hashem's telling Moshe, just like your hand has Saras and you're cured from it, you are in Mitzrayim, which is like Saras, and I'm going to take you out of it. That's why it's very interesting. Haroi, when Sarah went down to Mitzrayim, the first time we have Negoim in the Torah, it came to Paroi when he took Sarah. Vayinaga Hashem es Paroi, Negoim gedolim v'yes beisoi. And then the leaving of Sarah was the Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim to the freeing of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. So the purification of the Mitzrayim is the analogy to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you think it's a coincidence that we read in Parshas Mitzrayim right before the Yom Tov of Pesach? And furthermore, in the Sefer Plois Edoisach Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, he brings That's why, as part of leaving Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had to sprinkle themselves with the blood of the Korban Pesach on the Mashgoif and on the two mezuzos, that just like the purity of the Metzora, they used an Azoiv for the sprinkling. So too, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they also used the Azoiv and the Eitz Erez, because this was similar to the purification of the Metzora. In fact, the Imrei Noyam of Jacob brings that we know that the purpose of the Yom Tov of Pesach is to prepare for Shavuos, which was the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sarah, Mitzrayim is Saras. If you flip around the letters, it becomes Atzeres, Shavuos. Being in Mitzrayim was Saras. Leaving Mitzrayim took us out of the Saras, and we re-scrambled it to make Atzeres. And all, that's why Chazal say at Kabbalas HaTorah, all the Mitzrayim were healed. And through the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milah, we're Mevatel Tzaras. The Gematria of Pesach Beris is Tzaras, and that transforms Tzaras into Atzeres. By the way, Imrei Noyam says that the reason why Mitzrayim is like Tzaras comes for arrogance, and Mitzrayim is the source of arrogance. Li Ya'iri V'ani Asasini. Therefore, the Klipa of Mitzrayim is Tzaras. So there cannot be anything that is more davar yafe beitoi than to lane parshas Mitzora, the Shabbos before Pesach. Okay, so that is the second offering for today.